Hello, I have on the phone with me today Beverly from the Animal Fair. Hello, Beverly.
Hello. How are you today, James?
I'm doing good, trying to stay warm. How about yourself?
Exactly, doing the same thing.
Tell me a little bit about the Animal Fair and what they try to provide for the community here in Sedalia.
Well, Animal Fair has been in existence since October 13th, 2003, and we work to provide families with pets that have had all their medical treatment. They are spayed and neutered, have their shots, they're tested, they whatever they need, you know, to get them adoptable. We have them in foster homes, and we are able to match up animal personalities, dog and cat personalities, with families, with children, with other pets. And we specialize in matching the right animal into the right family.
It sounds kind of like the animal shelter.
Well, no. Animal shelters generally, first of all, were not associated with the animal shelter in Sedalia. But shelters in general don't have a foster home system. So you can take a cat or a dog from a shelter, and it seems very, very nice. And then you get it home, and you find out, oh, it's got this problem or that problem, or it has this misbehavior, or it bites, or it does this or that. Whereas in foster homes, we know the behaviors, you know. If they are good kitties or bad doggies or whatever, we know all about what they like to do.
Oh, okay. And I understand that there is a screening process.
Yes, we have an application to fill out. We talk to you about the current pets that you have and what their personalities are like, about your children and how old children are in the family, and, you know, whether there's someone at home all day with the pets or not at home, and the lifestyle of the family, and that way we can give an appropriate pet. People, you know, we have certain ones that they would be best choosing from that would best fit with the family. There are some choices there. We don't pick the pet for the family or the person, but we can guide them into the one they'd be the happiest with.
So the Animal Fair, from what I understand, although turnover is important, it's not the final determining factor.
No, it isn't. We have right now some dogs, a couple of dogs that I believe we've had going on 2 years and 3 years, and I've got the same with cats. We do not put the animals to sleep. We keep them because at some point somebody's going to want to walk in and want exactly what we've got, an older pet, or a certain color or a certain sex, and we will have that. Not everybody wants, you know, little puppies and little kittens.
Mm-hmm. Well, as of now, what animal goes the quickest? Is it the dogs or the cat?
Well, since in the summer of 2008, when we had rather a downturn in the economy, both the dogs and cats slowed down. Adoptions decreased statistically. Now, this year in 2010, the dogs have picked up more quickly than the cats. But I attribute that to the fact that there's an awful lot of programming on television and in magazines and things that you read about dogs, and there's less of it about cats. People just don't know how wonderful kitties are. A lot of people have negative opinions about cats, and that doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too. There's a lot of, as you said, advertisement, and the media focuses more on dogs, as if having a dog is more cool than having a cat.
Exactly.
And I even found that in my own experience when I was trying to find my cat a particular football team collar, all they had was dog. I'm not the cat.
Right.
What would you consider the single most important thing that the animal fair does out of everything that you guys do here at Sedalia, as far as your mission statement? What is the single most important thing?
That we are rescuing animals that would otherwise be euthanized. Some of them would, if we acquire animals who are sick, they would have been euthanized right away. Those that are abandoned and abused, you know, would have survived longer probably, but we rescue them out of those situations too. I think the big thing we do is rescue the animals from non-optimum situations and from euthanasia and keep them until they do get adopted.
And how would people get a chance to get involved with the animal fair?
Well, you can go to animalfair.petfinder.com. Visit our website. There's a blog, a button that you can push to get to our blog where we have documents if you're interested in applying for a cat or a dog. On the website, you can see pictures of all of our cats and dogs. And my phone number is on the pictures, the little biographies that go with the cats. And Phyllis works with our dogs, and her phone number is with all the dogs. If you want to volunteer or foster a dog or cat, you can call either Phyllis or myself to get involved.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time, Beverly, and you have a good rest of the year. And continue success with the animal fair. Sounds like it's a really great organization, and I am hoping to get involved with it myself very soon.
Well, thank you very much, James. We would certainly appreciate having you on board. You are a very energetic person, and we certainly enjoy having you around and talking with you and all the things that you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.